This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That was SOS by Avicii and Aeoli Black. And what?
Nothing.
You looked at me weird.
I just don't know. I love to look at you weird. You're not feeling very well, Dean. No. You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. And we're getting some supportive messages in at least. So that's
Nice. The lovely Donatella Wife message saying, poor you, I'm at Cabinet if you would like to pop in for a bevy. Thank you, Donatella Wife. I don't think that's going to help me.
No.
I think that's what's caused part of this problem over the Easter weekend. But enough about that.
No, we are very excited because coming up next week, well, of course, coming up after that is Eurovision, which is
it's just around the corner.
And don't we get excited about Eurovision here, Joy?
I love it so much. We really, really do. Our music director goes over and interviews people. It's great. So does the guest that's currently joining us right now, who's also a part of Joy Eurovision. Hi, Liam Clark.
Well, hey there.
How are you doing? Loud.
Yeah. Hey there.
Now, you are also a rubber man, if you didn't know. Obsessed with rubber and Eurovision.
Uh-huh.
They go hand in hand, apparently.
They do.
And you, every single year, ever since you won Melbourne Rubber Man, the title 3 years ago,
yes, 3 years ago.
You did a fundraiser, which is a Eurovision preview party at the Laird Hotel.
Yeah, like one of the pieces of advice I got when I first won is that if you want to do a fundraising activity, make it you.
Did I tell you that?
No. It was
sounds like something I would say.
It was a mutual friend of ours.
Okay.
Was it
Robbie?
It was not Robbie.
I don't give advice. I find it doesn't work very well for me.
And forcing my friends to watch Eurovision is very much
it's
me.
A dream of yours. It's very much what you do.
I love it.
So this is the third year that you're doing a Eurovision preview party at the Laird Hotel. And we always wonder how it's going to go. And it goes off.
Oh, yeah. I feel like previously we've done fairly minimal in the way of advertising it. Mm. And it's still... It's a hoot.
So essentially the way that it works is in the back bar of the Laird Hotel.
Yep.
Not judging much, decorating. And then we basically play all the songs in order from Eurovision this year.
Yes, alphabetical order, all the preview film clips.
Yes.
So it's all the video clips that they've made for each song. Some of them have the live performances. A lot of them have some actual money to throw at it. Some of them don't and still make a film clip, and it is brilliant. I'm looking at you, Albania.
So it's a big fun night. A lot of people come.
Mm-hmm.
And you, it's a fundraiser, isn't it? So it costs to come on the door, yeah?
Yes. It's a very cheap price for general entry.
And it's to raise money for a great cause.
Yes, indeed. It's still a cheap price for to go in the running to win surprises. But yes, this year, all the money is going to the David Williams Fund.
Ah, wonderful.
But there is a twist, which will be announced on the night.
Ah, there's a twist to that, which I know.
Twist.
Yes.
So here, Eurovision. Now, I've actually been editing this all together for you, so I've been putting all the songs together.
Yes.
I have some I love and some I hate. How do you think, who do you think is going to do really well this year?
Well, the three favourites at the moment are Switzerland, Italy, and the Netherlands. Which is great because those countries, the most recent of those countries to win was Italy in 1990.
Recent? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, 1990 is recent, okay.
Netherlands won last in 75 and Switzerland in 88.
Wow, okay, so the game's on strong.
Oh, it's power bottoms galore here. But my gut is telling me that Malta might win.
Okay.
Who have never won.
What's your obsession? Why are you so obsessed with Eurovision?
I don't know. My mum's from Norway. Norway did really good in the 90s, surprisingly, so we were kind of excited about it, and I never was told that it was something I should make fun of, so. I just, genuinely love it.
Okay, well, there you go. And actually, tomorrow here on Joy, you're going to be doing a special Eurovision afternoon, aren't you?
Yes, on a public holiday. It's sort of a little bit of free rein, and I was asked if I would fill in the daytime slot. And I said, only if I can play every Estonian Eurovision song ever in a row. And our program director was like, okay.
I think this may just be the nichest thing I've ever heard done on Joy, and I love it.
Oh, I was certain they were going to say no and go, oh, that's a little bit... Nope, they're into it.
I actually think it's great. I think it's going to be so good because I know how much you love Estonia, and I how much you know about Estonia and their history with Eurovision. So for anyone who... enjoys Eurovision, you don't even need to be a massive fan of Estonia or even a massive fan of Eurovision. I think it's going to be very entertaining.
It's an absolutely fun night. It's really awesome. And tomorrow afternoon, it's going to be a whole lot of fun as well. So next Tuesday night, if you've got nothing on, come along to Rubber Liam's Eurovision Song Contest Preview Party Fundraiser. It's happening from 7:30 in the back bar of the Laird Hotel. The actual songs kick off from 8 o'clock and there's a sweep, isn't there?
Yes. Make sure you are there on time because it is a watching thing, and you don't want to miss Albania.
And it's really good. Actually, yeah, they're really awesome. So also tune in to Liam this tomorrow on July.
Also, it is hosted by Dean Arcuri.
Oh, yes.
What is he like to work with?
Actually, great. I mean,
I really am.
Yeah, I mean,
you might not know this, Robbie.
you make the whole process very, very easy for me. All I have to do is like know stuff about Eurovision.
Yeah.
And you've got the technical know-how, and by our powers combined, it's a cracker of an evening.
Woot. So if you want to know the details, why don't you hop to the Laird Hotel website. Where's my brain gone?
LairdHotel.com.
Or on our social media for Mad Wednesday, and all the details are up there. And get along to Rubber Liam's Eurovision Song Contest. Liam, have an awesome time playing all those songs tomorrow on Joy.
Oh, thank you.
And have an awesome time next Tuesday and going to Eurovision as well.
Woo!
Coming up on Mad Wednesdays, it's... the Batchy Report, Robbie's Batchy Report, and we're very
excited.
Here for it. Now it's time for someone I'm not related to. This is Alfie Arcuri with To Myself.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.